Good morning. This is Akashwani. I am VC Pramod with the World News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India and US have a positive and forward-looking partnership. Appreciates US President Donald Trump's positive assessment of bilateral ties. US President says India and United States have a special relationship and there is nothing to worry about ties between the two countries. India will continue to buy oil from Russia, says Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, stresses decision to be guided solely by national interest. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer carries out major cabinet reshuffle after Deputy PM's resignation. Vet Cooper becomes new Foreign Secretary. At least 11 Baloch civilians forcibly disappeared by Pakistani security forces across Balochistan. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said India and the US have a very positive and forward-looking, comprehensive and global strategic partnership. Responding to the US President Donald Trump's statements to media, Mr. Modi, in a social media post, said he deeply appreciates and fully reciprocates US President's sentiments and positive assessment of the bilateral ties. Earlier, while talking to media persons in Washington last night, US President said that India and the United States have a special relationship and there's nothing to worry about the ties between the two countries. President Trump said Mr. Modi is a great Prime Minister and he will always be friends with him. Mr. Trump, however, said he is disappointed that India will be buying oil from Russia. He was responding to a media query on whether he is ready to reset relations with India.
I'll always be friends with Modi. He's great Prime Minister. He's great. I'll always be friends. India and the United States have a special relationship. There's nothing to worry about. We just have moments on occasion.
Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman has said that India will continue purchasing Russian oil, stressing that decisions will be guided solely by national interest. In an interview to a TV channel, Ms. Sitharaman said, whether it is Russian oil or anything else, the government will take a call based on what suits the needs of the country in terms of rates and logistics.
Whether it is Russian oil or anything else, it's our decision to buy from the place which suits our needs, whether in terms of rates, logistics, anything. So where we buy our oil from, especially being a big ticket foreign exchange related item, where we pay so much out of our highest in terms of import, we will have to take a call which suits us best. So we will undoubtedly be buying.
Ms. Sitharaman reiterated that the contribution of crude oil to India's import bill is the highest. The minister informed government is working on measures to support exporters who are impacted by the 50% US tariffs. She said the objective of Atmanirbhar Bharat was not only about producing everything in the country, but also about self-respect in the face of uncertain global trade policies.
Colonial justification of the language that is being used against such countries which have come out of its colony and from its empire and stood up to build its own country with its own self-confidence. And even now when we are talking about Atmanirbhar, it's not just in terms of producing everything in your country. It's also about being self-respect.
Prime Minister of Mauritius, Dr. Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam, will be on an 8-day visit to India from the 9th of this month. During his visit, Prime Minister Ram Gulam will call on President Draupadi Murmu and hold discussions with Prime Minister Narendra Modi to further enhance strategic partnership. Dr. Ram Gulam will also visit Mumbai, Varanasi, Ayodhya and Tirupati. This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at the rate AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer carried out a significant cabinet reshuffle yesterday following the resignation of Deputy Prime Minister Angela Rayner, who admitted to underpaying tax on a new home. David Lammy has become Deputy Prime Minister and Shabana Mahmood, the new Home Secretary, in the major reshuffle. The shake-up saw Vet Cooper becoming new Foreign Secretary. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar congratulated Ms. Cooper on her appointment as UK's Foreign Secretary. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he looks forward to working together to continue the strong momentum of comprehensive strategic partnership. Ms. Rayna stepped down as Deputy Prime Minister, Labour Deputy Leader and Housing Secretary after the Prime Minister Starmer's ethics advisor said she had breached the ministerial code when she failed to pay enough stamp duty on her flat in Hove. US President Donald Trump has signed an executive order to rename the Department of Defense as the Department of War. Talking to media, President Trump said old name did not reflect the country's current challenges. He said the term Department of War better captured America's strength and military history. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth supported the move. He said the U.S. had not won a major war since the name was changed in 1947. He added that the military needed to focus more on offense than defense. Thailand's parliament has chosen business tycoon Anuttin Charnvirakul as the country's prime minister. He is the third prime minister elected in the last 2 years. He replaced Pethantong Shinawatra, who was ousted by the Constitutional Court last week for ethical violations linked to her handling of the border dispute with Cambodia. Anuttin Charnvirakul's Boom Jatai party easily passed the threshold of more than half of the lower house votes required to become premier. It secured over 247 votes in parliament and crossed the majority threshold in the 492-member House of Representatives. In Balochistan, at least 11 Baloch civilians were forcibly disappeared by the Pakistani security forces during separate raids as the cycle of persecution continues amid an escalating wave of enforced disappearances across the province. PANC, the Baloch National Movement's Human Rights Department, mentioned that the 11 people were forcibly disappeared from Dera Bukti and Pirkho region of the province in the last 2 days. Highlighting the mass enforced disappearance, the Baloch Republican Party media cell said locals confirmed that Pakistan's Inter-Services Intelligence ISI and Counter-Terrorism Department CTD personnel are illegally detaining people. In the US Open tennis, defending champion Arina Sabalenka will take on 8-seed Amanda Anisimova in the women's singles final in New York later tonight. In the men's singles, defending champion Yannick Sinner has set up summit clash with second-seed Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz. Italian world number one Sinner defeated 25th-seed Felix Auger-Aliassime of Canada in the semifinals this morning. Earlier, second-seed Spaniard Carlos Alcaraz reached the final, defeating 7th-seed Serbian Novak Djokovic in the first semifinal. In women's doubles, Canada's Gabriela Dabrowski and New Zealand's Erin Rutcliffe clinched the title. In mixed doubles, Italian pair Sara Errani and Andrea Vavasori successfully defended their crown. India will take on China in the Super 4-stage match of the Men's Asia Cup hockey at Rajgir in Bihar this evening. This match will be played at 7:30 p.m. With one win and one draw, Indian team is at the top of the Super 4-stage points table, accumulating 4 points. The Indian team has remained unbeaten throughout the tournament so far. In chess, world champion Gukesh Dommaraju was held to a draw by 14-year-old Turkish prodigy Yagiz Khan Erdogmas in the second-round encounter of the open section of the FIDE Grand Swiss 2025 at Samarkand in Uzbekistan. However, top-seeded R. Pragyananda scored a win with the round two, defeating Ivan Zelyansky of Russia, who is playing under the FIDE flag. And now, before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. Prime Minister Narendra Modi asserts India and US have a positive and forward-looking partnership, appreciates US President Donald Trump's positive assessment of bilateral ties. US President says India and United States have a special relationship and there is nothing to worry about ties between the two countries. India will continue to buy oil from Russia, says Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman, stresses decision to be guided solely by national interest. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer carries out major cabinet reshuffle after Deputy PM's resignation. Rhett Cooper becomes new Foreign Secretary. At least 11 Baloch civilians forcibly disappeared by Pakistani security forces across Balochistan. And that is the end of this news bulletin.